You're listening to Cinema Central. I'm your host, DJ Ace. And thank you once again for tuning in. It's been a fun week for me, for sure, movie-wise, because I've been watching a lot of movies lately. But, as always, we're going to talk about more movies. So, I got another short episode for you this week because I mentioned this last time. I'm working on a massive undertaking, which will be coming out next week. So stay tuned for that. So this is just going to be a short episode. This is going to be a fun episode. And it's kind of interesting, actually, after I look some stuff up. So this is movies that turned 10 in the year 2018, all right? So these are all movies that came out in 2008. It's an interesting list. It's an expansive list, you know. But yeah, a variety. Lots of variety going on here. This is in no particular order. This is obviously not going to be every movie that came out in 2008 either, because quite frankly, I haven't seen them all. So if I haven't seen it, not going to talk about it. These are just ones I have seen. So there it is. And kicking us off in a good way, The Dark Knight, the second movie in Christopher Nolan's Batman trilogy. The Dark Knight sees Batman, played by Christian Bale, go up against the maniacal Joker, played by Heath Ledger, in one of the most iconic performances in cinema history. Then there's Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. I know a lot of people have mixed feelings about this movie. Harrison Ford and Steven Spielberg return for this long-beloved franchise just to basically run it into the ground. It does have some laughs and some solid action, and Shia LaBeouf was in it as Indiana Jones' son, and Marion returned. But its main plot kind of went off the rails towards the third act of the movie, so there you go. Hancock is by no means a good movie, but you know what? It's Will Smith, and Will Smith almost always delivers a good performance, and this movie is no exception. And you know, even though the plot is kind of wonky, it's still a funny satire on superhero movies, and considering the age that we live in now, it's kind of funny to think about it that way. Kung Fu Panda is an animated feature that was done by DreamWorks, and it's a fun ride, actually. It's about a fantastical animal kingdom where Panda, voiced by Jack Black, wants to learn Kung Fu. But of course, pandas don't learn kung fu. It's just not something that happens. But he gets into the dojo, and then he has to learn kung fu in time to defeat an ancient evil. Iron Man. The first Iron Man movie came out in 2008. This is the movie, okay? This is the movie that started the entire Marvel Cinematic Universe. And now here we are, 10 years later, 18 movies later, and we're about to see what it's all been leading up to, because Infinity War is coming out on April 27th, and I could not be more excited to see this film. I pre-ordered my ticket a month in advance, okay? Like, I'm beyond excited to see this movie. This movie has sold more pre-sale tickets than the last 7 MCU movies combined. This movie is going to be amazing. And I am so ready to see it, and it's going to be coming out in a week at the time of recording this, and I'm excited, obviously. Moving on, WALL-E. By 2008, Disney had bought Pixar, but that was not going to stop this iconic studio from continuing to make fantastic animated films that we have all come to know and love. WALL-E tells the story of an estranged robot left behind on planet Earth, who falls in love with another robot named Eve, and a crazy adventure ensues. Bottom line, if you don't like this movie, you may not have a soul. Just saying. Chronicles of Narnia, Prince Caspian. The second movie in the Chronicles of Narnia trilogy wasn't a terrible sequel. It had great set pieces and battle sequences and a sound story. Also, the original cast from the first movie's return for this one. Of course, the whole franchise kind of went downhill in the third Narnia movie, but you know what? We don't have to get into that. Jumper. Jumper may be the only other movie you know Hayden Christensen from that wasn't Star Wars. This movie tells a tale of a kid who finds out he can teleport himself to anywhere in the world, aka he's a jumper. And it's all fun and games until a secret government organization comes after him to kill him, led by Samuel Jackson, who, not led by Samuel Jackson's character. Of course, Hayden has pretty much terrible chemistry with everyone else in this movie, which is something he kind of has a history of, but it has some good action and thrills along the way. The Forbidden Kingdom. Let's be honest, the only reason you probably watch this film is to see Jackie Chan and Jet Li fight each other on screen. Other than that, it's kind of a typical coming-of-age story where this kid gets warped into a fantasy realm and has to save the kingdom from evil forces, and he makes some friends along the way. The Incredible Hulk. The Incredible Hulk also came out in 2008. The first Hulk movie, of course, the one that came out in 2003, was terrible. So you can imagine people were probably surprised when they found out that this movie was actually a follow-up to Iron Man. And even though it's not one of the best reviewed movies in the MCU, it's still watchable. I enjoyed it. I watched it recently. It's fun. Get Smart. Get Smart is, of course, a movie adaptation of the old TV show of the same name. It is a fantastically cast film and a whole lot of fun, and is worth seeing if you haven't already, especially if you just want to see a fun action comedy. Wanted. You may not have heard of this movie, but you probably have heard of the movie that defied the laws of physics by curving bullets. Well, guess what? It's the same movie. Again, some interesting casting choices in this movie with some off-the-walls action, but don't expect anything too, intellectual from it. Hellboy 2, The Golden Army. Sadly, we will probably never see Hellboy 3, but I believe there is a Hellboy TV show in the works. Either way, you'd be crazy if you didn't think Ron Perlman did a great job as the titular character. Personally, I like the sequel better than the first movie, but that might just be me. I don't know. Journey to the Center of the Earth. Back when Brendan Fraser still acted, he did this film based off of the classic novel of the same name, but this movie is basically in no way, shape, or form like the book. I saw this movie. I really don't remember anything about it, so that should tell you something right there. The Mummy, Tomb of the Dragon Emperor. Dun, dun, dun. Anyway, the Mummy series overall is just a fun, quirky adventure franchise, kind of in the same vein as the Indiana Jones series. This series is headlined by Brendan Fraser, and the Tomb of the Dragon Emperor is the third and final movie in the franchise, and the movie probably responsible for killing the franchise. Inkheart. Another Brendan Fraser film based off his novel series of the same name. The only thing I really remember about this is that Paul Bettany was in it, and Paul Bettany's great in whatever he's in, so that's basically all I got. Swing Vote. I did see this movie, and if you saw the trailer to this movie, that's really all you need to know about it. Somehow there's a glitch in the voting system, and this one guy's vote doesn't get counted, but then there's a tie for the presidency, so he has to now choose who's going to be the next president of America. First off, let's just acknowledge how completely absurd this concept is, because it would never actually happen that way. Otherwise, I just recall that at the end of the movie, when he goes to vote, we don't actually see who he votes for. Tropic Thunder. Tropic Thunder is a movie so out there and ridiculous that you either love it or you hate it. It's an R-rated comedy starring Jack Black and Robert Downey Jr. and Ben Stiller, with cameos from Tom Cruise and Matthew McConaughey. This movie is just completely absurd. Watch it if you dare, but if you saw the trailer, pretty much all the good jokes were in it. Death Race. Death Race was a reboot of Death Race 2000 from 1975. It also had a good cast with Jason Statham headlining and appearances by Ian McShane and Joan Allen, as well as Tyrese Gibson. Death Race takes place in this dystopian-ish future where convicts are used in deadly games for entertainment with the promise of freedom. The trailer for this movie unfortunately spoils the entire movie, but that doesn't really matter because I'm a huge fan of car combat games, so this movie will forever have a special place in my heart. Babylon AD is just an absolutely weird movie starring Vin Diesel, and to this day I still don't really understand it. Fireproof is an absolutely beautiful film about marriage redemption. If you haven't seen it, I would highly recommend it. I've seen it a few times. It's just a really fun, good feel movie. Eagle Eye. If government conspiracies and AI / robot apocalypse is more your speed, then you should check out Eagle Eye starring Shia LaBeouf. It's a decent thriller with some twists along the way. Bolt. Bolt is a Disney animation film about a dog used as a superhero protagonist in a kid's TV show. He gets separated from the set and meets a cat and a hamster, and they go on a cross-country adventure where he learns he doesn't actually have superpowers. So if you like dog movies and animated movies, then you're probably going to like Bolt. 7 Pounds. So, okay, Will Smith is in it, and as usual, he acts his socks off. But dang, if you don't want to watch a seriously depressing film, then I'd highly recommend steering clear of this one. Yes, Man. Jim Carrey's character, Carl, gets indoctrinated into this cult that teaches you to say yes to everything. The usual Jim Carrey antics ensue, and he eventually realizes how dumb the whole thing was. Bedtime Stories. I'm going to say it, I am not an Adam Sandler fan at all. But because this movie was done by Disney, I didn't think it was too bad. Certainly better than most of the garbage that Adam makes these days. And finally, last movie on this list is called Defiance. Defiance is based off a true World War II story where three brothers escape the Holocaust and hide somewhere around 1,000 Jews in the forests of Eastern Europe. The brothers are played by Daniel Craig, Liev Schreiber, and Jamie Bell. All great actors and great chemistry in this film. Just a fantastic movie all around, and I would highly recommend you see this film as well if you haven't seen it. Obviously, as I said in the beginning, I haven't seen every movie that ever came out in 2008, but a couple honorable mentions. 007, Quantum of Solace came out. Speed Racer, The Hurt Locker, Madagascar 2, and a few others movies. And by a few others, I mean like 24 other movies also came out in 2008. So yeah, movies that turned 10 in 2008. Happy birthday to these movies. And that's basically all I have today. Next week, I've been teasing this for the last two episodes. Next week, I'm just going to tell you now, I've been working on this nonstop for like the last 2 weeks. It's driving me crazy, but someone has to do it. It is the summary / breakdown of the entire Marvel Cinematic Universe. It'll be coming out next week before Infinity War comes out on the 27th, technically the 26th if you're like me and going to the pre-shows. So that's happening. Stay tuned for that. And as usual, thanks for listening. And remember to hit that subscribe button, whether you're on iTunes or Google. It's been great. Have a good day. Booyah!